China is trying to make its biggest purchase of a foreign company ever. The state-owned China National Chemical Corporation is offering to buy the Swiss pesticide and seed company Syngenta for $43 billion. And this comes as Chinese firms are buying foreign companies at a record clip. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us now with more from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy.
And let's talk about this deal. Why is this Chinese firm looking to buy this Swiss company?
Very simply, this is about its future. I mean, China has the world's biggest population, which we all know, but they have increasingly middle-class tastes. They're eating more and more meat that requires grain and land. So some of their farmable land has actually been converted to deal with that booming population, whether it's manufacturing, infrastructure, just housing. The land that they do farm on, though, they're behind a bit. They need the kind of, not just the seeds, but the technology. This is really a technology play to enable them to get the most yield out of that land so that they can basically feed this booming population. So that's what this is about. It's technology, and it's really about securing their future.
And Syngenta is a global company. What does this mean for American consumers? What does it mean for competitors like Monsanto, which is based here in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting. This leaves them out of the dance. They tried to buy Syngenta, and they were rebuffed. So a lot of questions about that. For American consumers, it doesn't have much of an impact per se. This is probably going to get the scrutiny of CFIUS. I interviewed the chairman of Syngenta today, who said they are going to put it to them. They're not legally required to. They don't anticipate any problem. And it's interesting, though, while this may not raise the national security issues that, say, an energy deal would or even a technology deal, when I talk to lawyers in Washington, they say increasingly there's a debate about whether CFIUS should be looking at also intellectual property. And then that becomes a little trickier if they're considering that. You know, is there sort of technology at some of the U.S. facilities of Syngenta that they might feel is sensitive? We're going to watch that closely. Investors are not exactly sure this will fly through in the way the chairman thinks.
What about this story of Chinese companies buying up foreign companies at a record clip? According to DealLogic, Chinese companies have announced plans to buy 66 foreign companies so far this year, and all we're hearing about is how the Chinese economy is not doing very well right now.
That's right. The big slowdown, right? Well, slowdown is all a relative term. So yes, they're not doing as well as they were, but they were growing above 10%. So compared to a lot of other countries, they still look like they're in good shape, even though we don't exactly know what that growth rate is. But the real difference here, Jeremy, is that we're not talking about a private company having to come up with funds in the open market. Most of these companies are backed by the Chinese government. So this is the Chinese government with its vast wealth of that state-owned economy going on a shopping spree and buying all these companies. That's why we're seeing so many of them. And again, rather than try to, they're growing so rapidly, and in order to keep their people happy, to develop the technologies on your own would take them too long. They're going out and making these strategic purchases so that they can buy it and sort of stay on that timeline.
Maggie, one more thing before we let you go. Toyota said today it's ending its Scion brand, which is aimed at young people. What's going on there, briefly?
Yeah. Basically, a lot of people thought that they'd already done it. They just don't have a target audience to justify a brand on its own. It was originally kind of aimed at Gen Xers, but they've moved on. And then the millennials, they don't care about a separate brand. They're happy to buy a Toyota. And if they buy it all, remember, this is the generation that likes car sharing as well. So bigger fish to fry. They're just happy to pull it all under the Toyota brand and rest on that.
The Gen Xers are buying minivans for their kids, and the millennials are taking
eventually.
Uber. Maggie Lake of CNN, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
This is Here and Now.